Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hongbin Jung. The failure of U.S. lenders in recent weeks have sparked concerns over banking stress contagion, triggering a turmoil in the banking sector. But how is gold faring in the midst of this? Are there more opportunities for gold as gold gains its shine back as a safe haven? Well, joining me on the phone today to tell us more is John Reed, Chief Market Strategist at the World Gold Council. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you on. So just to kick off, how has gold been faring amid the latest turmoil in the banking sector?
Yeah, gold's done pretty well, and it's done really what you'd expect it to do during this sort of crisis. Mm-hmm. We've seen gold strengthen, trade up through $2,000 an ounce. And then maybe in the last couple of days, as some of these fears have receded a little, we've seen a bit of profit taking in gold, currently trading just above $1,950 an ounce. So I'd say gold has done what we should expect from it. If the crisis calms down, then there's probably a bit more profit taking to come. But if this is just the beginning of a wider banking crisis, we'll probably see much more buying.
Okay. So with investors, you know, rushing to gold as a safe haven, what does this say about the current market sentiment?
Well, I think it shows you how nervous people are. Mm-hmm. We all remember the global financial crisis and the turmoil that that caused across pretty much every other asset class.
Right.
And remember that gold did well. So I think there is a nervousness out there that what so far looks to be a relatively limited banking crisis, if this were to become a much bigger, more systemic issue, I think people are trying to position themselves to protect their portfolios with gold.
Okay. So with authorities also rushing to contain this turmoil in the banking sector, what are some scenarios that may provide more opportunities for gold?
Well, I think there's a couple of things.
Okay.
First of all, if the banking crisis intensifies, and that will probably happen under scenarios where governments don't want to bail out depositors and other stakeholders in banks because of the risk of moral hazard. And we've already seen comments from, for example, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who said that they're not going to extend deposit insurance across the entire banking sector in the US. So if we get further bank failures and further statements from U.S. government officials saying that they're not going to guarantee deposits, I think that could be a very positive scenario for gold.
Mm.
But I think the other thing that is if the Federal Reserve is forced to reverse its recent rate hikes because of widening financial turmoil in an environment where inflation is still high, then those sorts of stagflationary scenarios are very positive for gold as well.
Okay. And, you know, a lower ceiling for interest rates is gold-friendly too because, you know, it's limiting the opportunity cost of holding gold. How has gold reacted to the U.S. Fed's latest rate hike where they opted for a 25 basis point, but also suggesting that it won't be looking to cut rates in 2023?
The gold price pays a lot of attention to what the Fed does.
Right.
But it probably pays more attention to what's being priced into the curve. So if you think about what the futures market, the Fed Fund futures market is telling us now, is they're saying that the terminal rate, in other words, the highest interest rates we'll get, is much lower than it was before, as you point out, but also that there will be a large number of interest rate cuts later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure whether that's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think that inflation is high enough that it's going to keep the Fed maybe not tightening as much as it planned before, but certainly holding interest rates higher. And that's certainly what they're saying at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So look, like every other market, gold is paying a lot of attention to what the Fed officials are saying, but also what's being priced into the curve at the moment. And I think that those movements in expectations will present opportunities for investors.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to, you know, U.S. Fed rate hikes, the gold is moved, especially when the U.S. dollar is also moving, right? And digital currencies pegged to the U.S. dollar, they have been also facing stronger regulatory scrutiny. And especially with this whole banking sector turmoil, digital currencies have also been affected. With digital currencies being affected as well, does it also have an effect on gold?
Yeah, I think it does. I think if we were in a scenario where crypto assets in general were near all-time highs, then I think that gold might not be catching such a safe haven bid. But the last 12 months have seen steep falls in digital currencies and signs of a big crackdown coming from authorities, particularly in the US. So I think that to a large extent, digital currencies have lost their attraction to many investors. Of course, there are people that are very committed to the sector that still remain very much involved. But in general, I think the man and woman on the street are paying less attention to digital currencies now than they were perhaps 12 months ago.
Okay. So what's the near-term outlook for gold now for you?
Tell me what's going to happen with the banking crisis. I think we're going to see volatility. And I don't think that the crisis is definitely over, and I don't think the crisis is definitely going to intensify. So it really is going to depend how things play out. What I would say is there's been a fair amount of buying of gold taking place in the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, one thing I would say is that there is a vulnerability to profit taking that there probably wasn't when gold was trading nearer $1,800 an ounce. Mm-hmm. So, yes, of course, it can go higher from here. Mm-hmm. But if things calm down, there is room to the downside as well.
Okay. So what advice do you have for those holding gold in the current market then?
Keep hold of it. It's benefiting your portfolio. Uh-huh. It's preventing the losses of your overall portfolio, so it's limiting the drawdowns. It's reducing the volatility of that portfolio. Mm-hmm. So, you know, keep holding gold. I would also say look to add, not when we've seen a big increase in positioning, like we have perhaps in the last 2 or 3 weeks. Look to add when things look a bit calmer again. And similarly, if we get to a situation where gold is trading at all-time highs and investor positioning has increased dramatically, that might be a time to take some profits.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, John, for joining me today.
You're more than welcome. And I'm hopefully we can talk under more happy circumstances at some stage.
Hopefully. Well, thank you for joining me today. We've been speaking with John Reed, Chief Market Strategist at the World Gold Council. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.